This is not how Washington is supposed to work. We're supposed to improve the lives of hardworking people. Instead, this reckless and dangerous Trump care bill would undermine both the health and the economic security of millions of Americans. People like Emily Carlson. She's a small business owner and mother of two from rural Abingdon, Illinois. She lives with MS, a lifelong and very expensive pre-existing condition. Before health care reform, Emily and her husband Kevin, a farmer, often had to sit around the table at night, go over their bills, and decide between sickness or debt from one month to the next. If this bill passes, that's a choice they're going to have to face once again. For families like the Carlsons, Trump care means higher costs, fewer choices, and worse coverage. Trump care is a bad deal for Americans, but it's devastating for rural Americans. Right now, there are nearly 700 rural hospitals closure. This bill will pull the plug on far too many of them, killing thousands of jobs and ripping the economic heart out of small towns across our nation. It's time to put hardworking families first. Do the right thing and vote against this bill.